Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two on this live May 13, 2004, Thursday edition. This global transmission goes out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to Rochester, New York, from Los Angeles, California to Austin, Texas to Kansas City, Missouri to Pensacola, Florida, from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Denver, Colorado on the AM and FM dial. That's just some of the great affiliates. We simulcast on global shortwave during the day at 94.75, all 3 hours now, 94.75, and back from 9 to midnight on the global shortwave at 32.10. And one of the biggest internet audiences, routinely number one out of 3,000 radio stations and networks, on Shoutcast. One of the biggest internet audiences in the country at Shoutcast. You can listen via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you for joining us here on the broadcast. I want to get back into the torture, some of the new developments with this Nick Berg horrible beheading. Is it real? What's really going on? Is it a CIA op? All the evidence points in that direction. I want to get into the oil prices. I want to get back into chemtrails. I want to cover an entire plethora, a cornucopia, a spectrum of news. Let's go back to the calls. Chuck in Virginia was talking about a news report he heard that I didn't see of a particular type of medication, over-the-counter medication, having adults Tylenol in it for children. I know you give Tylenol, children's Tylenol to children in lower dosages. I know high dosages of Tylenol can be bad for children's livers, but what was the point you were making, sir?
Well, first of all, they do make infants Tylenol, but from our experience with doctors, and they've said to stay away from even the children's Tylenol and to give them Motrin, you know, that even the children's Tylenol.
Okay,
you know,
so what was the news saying?
Well, it said that pharmaceutical warning that the company said that if you buy Motrin, that you could be you might have adult Tylenol in there.
And that's children's Motrin?
Yes.
Well, that is interesting. Thank you. Anything else?
Well, I just want to say that I'm a proud subscriber to Prison Planet TV, and anybody that just started listening to you anywhere in the past couple months, it's a great thing, because I've already listened to the whole audio archive, and it's just fantastic.
And it's updated every few days, new video clips, a new video clip's going up today, a new one went up just 2 days ago, and I'm going to put one of my speeches up this weekend. Thanks for the call. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv, but here's the deal. We had to upgrade the servers yesterday, so for a few hours, members couldn't get on. We posted that. It was about 2-3 hours during the day. And then sometime today or tomorrow, it should be upgraded where new people can subscribe. So the subscribers can all get on right now. But we had to upgrade and expand it because we offer so much free stuff on the site that server was already laboring. And so we're upgrading. And then this will only happen maybe every 6 months or so. We just have to upgrade it. And that happens, you know, with any system. So while we're upgrading, so members can get on, but you won't be able to sign up until tonight or tomorrow. Believe me, we don't like that either, but you can sign up in the next 24 to 48 hours. Not sure how long it'll take. Okay, because these secure servers with all the firewalls and all the protections and the certified secure certificate, which is very hard to get, which we have, then when you do work on it or expand it, it takes a lot longer than normal. Okay, we're going to break here, and I want to go to your calls just bam, bam, bam. We did a great job yesterday. I think at the end of the show, I tallied up all the calls we'd taken. We took about 38 phone calls. That's good. But that means we've got to go to you quickly, and I'm bad about elaborating myself and letting you go on and on. So be ready with your questions. Be ready with your comments. Toll-free number to join us. You can call in when you hear somebody hang up. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Alex.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, back live, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour of global transmission. As we attempt to reveal the true power paradigm of the New World Order, as we attempt to defend against this onslaught of dehumanization. Going back to your calls now, let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Washington. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, I just want to make a couple comments on that video. I watched it yesterday, and my condolences to the Berg family if, in fact, he was murdered. But what I found when I watched it was the two guys on the left looked awful big, and I just got this gut feeling that if you pulled their masks off, they would be Americans. They were like 6'4", 6'5", guys, and typically Iranians or Iraqis aren't that big. But one thing I wanted to point out is that I didn't see any blood either, and a good friend of mine was murdered last summer, and he was dismembered and with a Sawzall, and it came out in court that they had to cut off his head with a pair of bolt cutters. And I unfortunately had to learn this by going through the court process of watching these degenerates get 30 years for murdering my friend. They never found his head. But one thing I noticed was...
Well, and notice, they got people get 80 years for not paying their taxes, but the average time spent for murder is, what, 4.5, almost 5 years.
Exactly.
And these guys got 30 years for doing this.
For doing this to my friend, and they still haven't found his head to this day. We believe it was an organized hit. The one thing that they mentioned in the court was they used the doctor that did the autopsy said that they had to use a pair of bolt cutters to cut through his neck bone, and they took four or five tries at it. And I thought that it was awful.
Well, that's just because they're idiots. I've cut a lot of, I've butchered a lot of animals, you know, deer and pigs. I've wild hogs I've shot. And, you know, a pig's neck bone is similar to a human's. And you just got to stick the knife between the vertebrae and just pop it. Give it a lot of force, it'll pop it. But these, I mean, these gangsters that killed your friend just didn't know what they were doing.
Okay, well, it just seemed to me that that guy went through that guy's neck awfully quick with a Bowie knife.
Well, if you got a big, heavy, sharp knife, you can cut somebody's head off in about 30 seconds.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but, you can.
But the absence of blood did lead me to believe
these fat-bellied gangsters that killed your friend are just such idiots they didn't know how to cut somebody's head off, which I really don't blame them for not knowing. They just have never been a hunter. You know, it's like the old Hank Williams Jr. song, Country Boy Can't Survive. I
mm-hmm.
can... I can... never mind. Go ahead.
Well, it's thanks to Dungeons & Dragons, I think that's what led them to do this ghastly deed to my friend, but I noticed in watching that video that there wasn't any blood spraying, and they held Mr. Berg's head up, and it wasn't dripping or anything. It just seemed kind of staged to me, as terrible as
well,
it was.
Well, you know, I looked at it, and it's got that same blurred look of the fake CIA Fat Bin Laden tape. Remember that? And
yeah.
I appreciate your call, sir. It's points are well taken. And since I said I'd go to your calls quickly, and I will, but since you brought this up, let me just spend a few minutes on this now for those that just joined us. We have a government that's been caught planting fake letters from the troops in newspapers all over the country with false signatures. We have a government who was caught with fake Niger uranium documents. We have a government using 12, now 13-year-old graduate student papers, certifying them as the latest secret British documents. We have a government that openly left 7,000 civilians in the Philippines just for propaganda purposes against the Japanese. 4,000-plus of them died in custody. We have a government that put uranium in the cornflakes of public school children just to see what it would do to them, that gave uranium pills to pregnant women. That's admitted. We have a government that has people working for them that will do whatever they're told to do instantly. They also hire out organized crime groups to carry out their dirty work, like they've been using Mr. Chalibi over in Iraq for enforcement. He's got a multi-thousand-strong hit team under him. So the globalists, this is their M.O., to create a fake killing of Mr. Berg, if he was a operative and he had the CIMO of this humanitarian who traveled around the world helping people in disadvantaged areas. But we don't know that. And we're not getting that from his family. So I don't know. What I do know is he was in coalition custody for almost 14 days, 13 and a half days. He gets released. He gets suddenly grabbed by Al-Qaeda, and right on time, in the middle of all this torture news, this gets released. I look at who stands to gain. I mean, if Al-Qaeda was real and really fighting America and the New World Order, they wouldn't be stupid. They wouldn't do this at this time. Every time, you know, Saddam says, I don't work with Al-Qaeda, leave me alone, Bin Laden a new tape. Yes, I do. Don't listen to him. Yes, I do. I mean, that's not how this works, people. So they could have staged it. And, yes, I remember looking at it, and, you know, you don't see the blood. They're holding up the head. There's no blood dripping. He's squealing and yelling, and they hold the head up, and there's no blood. And I'm sorry. I mean, I've shot a deer and got it skinned an hour later after the blood coagulates. And when you cut its head off and it's hanging up over the gut bucket, there's blood just spilling out. And, again, I've been in a slaughterhouse. Let me tell you, you cut a mammal's head off, I mean, blood will shoot 5, 10. I've seen it, right when you cut it off, shoot 15 feet. Now, normally the head's aimed at the ground, so that doesn't happen. But if it's flopping around and flops its severed neck up on instinct, you know, off reflexes, and you're 10, 15 feet away, you're going to get splattered with hot blood. Believe me, it is very unsettling. So, could they saw his head off with a large knife? Yes, if you know what you're doing. I mean, don't even know what you're doing. Just use force, and when you get to the bone, just cut through it. So that part I don't know. But the blood not spraying, the blood not dripping, that same blurred look, it had the same directorial look as the Fat Bin Laden. So we have a government that puts out fake videos of Fat Bin Ladens. Remember that video? And later, oh, okay, it's fake. We won't say who did it. We have a government who takes videos of edited people who they admit are dead, some supposed al-Qaeda leaders, and then release those and say, oh, look, a new videotape. And then it comes out, oh, actually, that was edited together. That was old video. So they're getting caught in lies all the time. The guy that they claim did the cutting of the head off, who cut the head off, did the beheading, well, MSNBC reported that he died weeks before March 4th. So, again, what do you say about all this? It's very, very suspicious. The timing, the video, Mr. Berg's lifestyle, what he was up to, what he was doing, it all fits the M.O. Very, very serious. Okay, let's go to the calls quicker now. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yes, the born-again terrorist John Ashcroft is the one that gave the advice to the president and to the administration that the way to avoid the Geneva Convention was to have the people tortured in other countries, or have Americans in other countries with the foreigners doing the torture, not on either American soil or on supposedly allied soil.
Okay, well, sir, you're making amazing points here, but before you go any further, let me open Time Magazine up, this week's Time Magazine, the one that says, how do we come to this? Mm-hmm. And in the very front of it, it says, the dangers of a born-again president. I'm going from memory. I'm trying to find the actual article. And what, look, this is a controlled false left-right paradigm. So what they do is they accuse Bush of being this crazy Christian, Ashcroft of being this crazy Christian. This is all on the surface to manipulate good conservative Christians. And then on the outside, it also manipulates the left to think all Christians are bad. To say that born-again Ashcroft, you know, because he's a Christian, said this is wrong. Now, your statement that he gave the advice...
Mm-hmm.
of torturing people in third-party countries,
mm-hmm.
that is true.
That's right.
The CIA section chief a year and a half ago in the Washington Post, this is in the torture archive of Infowars.com, said, we're taking them to Jordan, we're taking them to Egypt, and we're torturing the living daylights out of them and threatening their families.
That's right.
So what you said is on the record. That's what's so frustrating about the government going, we didn't know this was going on. They've been all over the news bragging about it. If the news wanted to show file footage of Ashcroft and Rumsfeld bragging about this, they've got it.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one other thing. I was talking to I'm a Vietnam veteran, but I was talking to a man who actually was my personal sergeant when I was overseas. He was in the service 30 years, E9. Okay, that's as high as you can go, Sergeant E9. And he told me that they were doing this in Vietnam. He was sorry to tell me, but he said this is nothing new.
Well, it's one of the senators, the other Senator Kerry, Bob Kerry,
mm-hmm.
on the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, admittedly was a Operation Phoenix commander,
mm-hmm.
and at least 50,000 people, 50,000 were tortured to death, and they weren't. Most of them weren't even Viet Cong. If a South Vietnamese guy wanted your business, he would accuse you of being a terrorist. You disappear, and he'd get your business.
I agree. That's basically it.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate your fine points. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure.
Yes,
once,
sir.
Once again, you run down all of these facts, and it just reinforces why I named my organization Truth. Teaching and researching United States treasonous hierarchy, because these people in control are going to be the death of us. I got through to George last night, and I gave you a pump, too. We thanked him for having the courage like you did to have him on the show.
Did George Norrie say he'd have him back on?
Who, you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be probably a regular, he said.
Oh, so he said that last night.
Right.
Yeah, because I haven't called him since I was on 3 or 4 weeks ago. I need to call him.
That is very good.
Okay, stay there. I'll let you finish up, but don't want to shortchange you on time. It's page 25 in this week's Time Magazine, The Perils of a Righteous President. This man was born again into the order of death, he begged Lucifer to enter his heart. He goes to the Bohemian Grove and worships Satan. He's not a Christian.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Daddy, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day is coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go back to Tim. Monaro, Tyler, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Tim, go ahead and finish up your comments.
Yeah, it seems like all of us are being watchdogs here on this beheading story, and I do agree. The guys in the background of the picture look huge. I've noticed sometimes, too, when their sleeves are rolled up, they have these huge, like, Breitling watches and very expensive watches that you can catch in some of the video. Now,
well, it's not just that. Look, our government over there had this guy suddenly releases him, Al-Qaeda gets him, and then this comes out right on time. When you hear Al-Qaeda, we know that's CIA to begin with.
Being one after another. One thing, too, if you look, I recorded it yesterday, and I was looking at the picture. I could understand him losing weight if he was in custody, but in the picture of him on the news that they showed with the blue T-shirt on, his head was much larger than the person that they showed down there. Even with the beard, his head was much larger. Not only that, Reuters reported that the body was found along a roadside, and CNN reported that the guy was found hanging from a bridge.
I hear you. I appreciate it. Listen, I really appreciate the call. Keep it up, my friend. Good job. You're absolutely right. But look, what we know here is this. The FBI admits the government had him. They admit they interviewed him three times in coalition custody. The family had to file suit to get him released. And then the government denies they ever had him. That is suspicious. That is suspicious. When they're blatantly lying like that, you know there's some fire there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Thank you, Tim. Let's talk to Monaro. Monaro in Texas. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you had got the information about the president of Chechnya's assassination Saturday.
Yeah, the bombing that killed him and, what, 70 other people?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw the article.
I was curious about the explosion in India this morning about the train that melted a 2,000-people town, melted the tracks.
Yeah, I've got that article, too. It's just horrible. And, I mean, what do you think about it?
Oh, just says that the bombings are fashionable today.
Things are certainly accelerating into this election year globally.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
Hey, thank you for holding to bring that up. I've got those articles. I should go over them. I dropped the ball on that one. Let's talk to Tyler in Las Vegas, Nevada. Tyler, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know you got a big movement here in the West, so let me move on. William Peter Blatty, who did The Exorcist.
He was
a psych ops major officer.
In the Central Intelligence Agency.
Right. He never did.
I've met the director and talked to him. That the director did the French Connection, and he came to town, and I liked the French Connection. I went and talked to him about that, and he was acting real friendly and nice till I brought that up.
Yeah. He never did anything before, and he never did anything after. But in the film, in the director's in the original version, there's actually cuts flashed at a specific rate. But also, he puts in there the squealing of slaughtered pigs in there.
Yeah, I actually watched the director's cut of The Exorcist with all of the subliminals. But the subliminals were in the first one, just shorter. They put them in there longer. In the director's cut.
Right. But what got me to thinking about that is because yesterday you were saying that this was a psych ops thing, and the screams and everything, and the screams on the videotape of Berg. So that if somebody has the equipment to check the sound to see what's really in there, because I got to agree with you. It seems like, you know, it's like a Bigfoot video. It seems like it's a big stage thing, and I'm a hunter. Hey, when you chop something's head off, it's a mess.
When you chop something that's been dead for an hour, that you wait till it bleeds out, you shoot it, give it to 10 minutes, go put it in the truck, drive to the camp, gut it, blood pours everywhere. But you cut something's live head off.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's a mess.
And something else I want to bring out about the Illuminati. He was held for 13 days. And now we have to go back and say, to everybody else that seems like it's not important, but 13. 13 is a very significant number to these people.
Very interesting, though. I appreciate the call. I just stick to the fact that he's grabbed by the coalition. That's admitted. The FBI says, yeah, we interviewed him three times in coalition custody. He's held. Generals admit it. Then they go, oh, no, we never held him. And then they release him, and Al-Qaeda gets him within less than 24 hours, and then they do this, and it comes out right on time with all this. And the video is very, very suspicious as well. We're going to come back and continue with your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget the websites. I mean, just hundreds of news articles posted every day. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844 or visit them online at sunelco.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight, my friends. And, of course, a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. as well. We're going to get back to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to get into some more of the news right now on several different issues. You're welcome to call in about any topic you wish. We don't screen the calls. It's First Amendment here, my friends. It's what we engage in daily. We can defend our ideas. We're not like the neocon socialist talk shows that screen out people. All right, a caller called in and said, you know, our born-again Ashcroft, you know, said we can take people to third-party countries to torture them. And they've been doing that, by the way, for several years. But why call him born again? I mean, he's part of this weird brotherhood group that Harper's has written about that pays for senators' homes and stuff, and it's basically like a cult up in D.C., and they laud Nietzsche and all this weird stuff, and it's a cult. But Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, a member of the Bohemian Grove. You know, prays at Shinto shrines, claps his hands to conjure the demon. He does all of this. But then he sits there and prays on TV, you know, like the Pharisee, to let you know just how Christian he is. while he increases UN funding for abortion. He'll increase it by several billion, then cut $87 million and go, oh, look, I cut it. It's all smoke and mirrors. But this is page 25 out of this week's Time magazine, the one with the pitch, the artist rendering of a detainee being tortured on the front. And it says, the perils of a righteous president. This is the left trying to demonize Christianity by associating it with Bush. After his grudging public apology for the behavior of U.S. soldiers at Abu Ghraib prison, George W. Bush attended a ceremony commemorating the National Day of Prayer. His remarks there were, as we have come to expect from this president, a string of mix of humility and certainty. God is not on the side of any nation, yet we know he is on the side of justice, Bush said. Our finest moments as a nation have come when we have faithfully served the cause of justice for our own citizens. Justice for our own citizens? A wave of tyranny, of darkness is upon us. This guy admittedly was sworn into the order of death, got on his knees and begged Lucifer to enter his body. That's the admitted rituals they do. They've been caught on videotape, flaunting it. But still you say it's Christianity. I have video of these world leaders worshiping Moloch in Bohemian Grove, Northern California. They admit I snuck in. They admit the video's authentic. And they say, oh, we're just having fun. Richard Nixon, the presidential library, just released the tapes, saying it's the most homosexual thing you can imagine going on at the Grove. And these are the people out there speaking out against homosexuality in public, meanwhile enjoying themselves at the Grove. Am I saying Bush does all this? Well, no, though those stories have been out there. David Gergen, in a 1986 Washington Times article, when the Republicans attacked him for joining Clinton, he said, hey, don't criticize me for the Grove. I quit the Grove. I don't run around naked like the rest of you do. I mean, this is admitted, people. And so, you know, he's involved in all of this. Richard Nixon says it's the most homosexual thing on the planet. They bus in the $1,000-an-hour male prostitutes. You know, they bus in some females, too, to the nearby hotels in Monterio in Sonoma County, tiny town there, in beautiful wine country. I've been there several times. And I snuck into the Grove back in 2000, back in July 15th of 2000. And this is not Christianity. You know, carpet bombing Fallujah isn't Christianity. Worshipping Moloch, I mean, Leviticus says Moloch is not a Christian angel. He's not a good guy. He's a bad guy. He's Satan's top lieutenant, his top angel, you know, his right-hand man. Moloch is not very friendly. So I guess if you believe this is Christian, then set up a 45-foot stone owl in your Baptist church or your Catholic church and start bowing before it, bring in a bound mock sacrifice of a child, light it on fire, and conjure the dead members of the church that have been there and engage in necromancy and just begin to worship Satan because that's your type of Christianity. And it goes on, you know, the world, the words are wonderful, but such sentiments are easily corrupted. Faith without doubts leads to moral arrogance. And it goes on to say, this is all the evil Christians that are doing this. Bush is a set piece in all of this. I mean, folks, if I had a 45-foot stone owl in my backyard and I was kneeling before it, worshiping it, and then I put the video out and told you how Christian I was, you would laugh at me. You wouldn't support me. If your neighbor was doing this, you wouldn't let them walk your dog or babysit your children. But this guy supposedly runs the country. So look out for that. This is all being done by design. And it's disgusting. Let me get into a few other stories, and we'll go to your calls. This is out of the Times of London. Mentioned this earlier, but let me read some of it. And again, this isn't real Al-Qaeda they're torturing. It wouldn't be okay if they were doing that to them. You know, it's bad when Al-Qaeda tortures. Al-Qaeda's CIA, they're protected. So when you hear this is part of the conditioning process as well. FBI complained about CIA torture of Al-Qaeda prisoners. FBI officials are so concerned at interrogation techniques being used by the CIA on Al-Qaeda detainees that they had advised their agents not to take part in many of the interviews it was reported today. The methods, which were authorized by U.S. Justice Department after the 9/11 attacks, include a technique known as waterboarding, and you saw that in Conspiracy Theory, which they did study for that Mel Gibson film of how the CIA tortures. It's dunking you in water in an apparatus, letting you even inhale some water, bringing you back up. It engages the panic mode and makes you talk. The method, which were authorized by the U.S. Justice Department after 9/11 attacks, included a technique known as waterboarding, in which a prisoner is strapped down, forcibly pushed underwater, and made to believe he might drown, the New York Times reported today. Concern is also growing among CIA officers about the consequences of their actions. Some people involved in this have been concerned for quite a while that eventually there would be a new president or a new mood in the country would change and they would be held accountable. One intelligence source told the newspaper, now that's happening faster than anybody expected. Torture's a lot worse, people, than what they're saying. Again, they focus in on this England girl having orgies in front of the Iraqis instead of focusing on the photos and video, which senators admit they saw, of women being raped. And the Tagundu report admits that. The revelation is an unwelcome additional pressure for the U.S. military and security forces, which are facing a major scandal over abuse of prisoners in Iraq. An investigation over prisoner abuse by U.S. forces has also begun in Afghanistan. The CIA is reportedly concerned that the inquiries into the abuses may lead to examinations of the agency's handling of the al-Qaeda detainees. They're letting all this come out now on purpose. You watch, because they're going to blow something up. They're going to kill a lot of people and then say, see, we had to do it, and, quote, the mood will change. So that's an article there for you. Very, very serious. Bush is saying we'll complete our mission. Let me get into OPEC here briefly. This is out of Reuters. Oil prices burst to new 13-year highs above $40 a barrel on Wednesday on concern that OPEC may not pump enough oil to meet rapidly accelerating world oil demand. A fresh fall in U.S. gasoline stocks reinforced concerns that U.S. refineries will not be able to make enough of new gasoline grades for peak summer holiday driving demand. U.S. light crude hit a peak of $40.77 a barrel, less than 40 cents off the 41.15 all-time high of New York crude futures reached in October of 1990 after Iraq invaded Kuwait. That only went on for about 3 months. London's Brent crude prices was up 36 cents to $37.72 a barrel, but notice they pay $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon in England. The oil's cheaper for them in England, but they pay more. That's because of the government and the oil companies, because they'll accept the raping. Now, again, only about 20% of this increase, this is the oil company's own numbers, is going to the Arabs. The lion's share goes to the oil companies that are posting their biggest profits ever. They won't let us have the oil out of the Gulf of Mexico. About 80% of that's off limits. They won't let us have the oil out of Alaska enough to run this country conservatively for 60 to 100 years. They won't let us have any of it. It's a fraud. We got oil coming out of our ears. Stop buying the oil company propaganda. And also, a reason that some of this is going up, part of it is the reduction in the dollar's value. It takes more dollars to buy the oil. So it's not all OPEC. It's not all the oil companies, but they are making record profits. So that's going on right there as well. Let's go into Rumsfeld. Well, we'll get into Rumsfeld, some other stuff here in a minute. Visiting the Abu Ghraib prison. Right now, let's go ahead and take calls. Pardon me, Stephanie? Tim just hung up as I was going to him. Okay, thank you. Dan in Michigan, go ahead, or Missouri, excuse me.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I'm old enough to remember when they put in the Alaskan pipeline.
Yes, sir.
And the big argument that I remember was, against the environmentalists, we need that oil so we'll be independent of foreign oil. Do you remember that?
And Bush has the House, the Senate, he has the executive, he has the judiciary. That oil could be instantly flowing to California, but the problem is there's so much crude up there right at the surface that it would drive California oil prices down to 90 cents a gallon overnight. If they delivered the oil, built the refineries, they already have the refineries, but if they expanded them, but that's not going to happen. Not one drop of that oil. BP and Dutch Royal Shell get all of it in contracts, and it all goes to Japan and China so they can have cheap fuel. Go ahead.
Alex, I heard that from somebody, and you're the first person. I have tried to get this information from my local representatives.
What do you mean? It's admitted. I've seen many news articles. No, I mean, that oil doesn't ship here. It's only two companies are allowed to have it, only two fields in the whole country, and it all goes to the east.
So when they sell it, does a private company get the money that they sell
OPEC
for?
Yes, OPEC has no involvement. OPEC has no involvement in all this offshore stuff. OPEC's not involved in Russia, where they find fields bigger than Saudi Arabia every year there.
So our United States government isn't selling the oil. It's an independent oil company that's selling it to China and
yes.
Japan?
Yes, well, the government... We've had former oil company execs on this show, sir. The deals were made in the 70s.
God, that just burns me. We're paying $1.84 right now in Missouri, and that's probably one of the lowest gas prices across the nation.
It is. That's what we're paying here in Texas.
But that's still pathetic. When they told us, they said, we've got enough oil up there to run this country for 100 years. We need this pipeline. And the environmentalists were screaming it was going to mess up the caribou migration.
You notice they use them as the set piece. But notice now they don't talk about the environmentalists stopping it now on neocon radio because Bush isn't doing it because they're making too much money out of it. Look, see, people think it's all about supply and demand, not in cartels, not in oligopolies and monopolies. That's what these global cartels are about. There's more oil out of OPEC control than there is under OPEC control. OPEC is nothing. Look, the globalist white papers said 5 years ago that I saw and read on air, we're going to tell you there's no fresh water, double the price. That's what they do when they go into a third world country when the IMF and World Bank blows it out.
Right.
Enron triples the price in Argentina. They tell you there's no more oil. Then they put out the false propaganda. You accept it. It's just like diamonds. There are warehouses in France and in Holland and other areas. This is on PBS. I have a documentary on tape showing giant crates of diamonds. They have. It's all about monopoly. They create them. They'd rather sell you a gallon of oil, you know, for 10 times what it's worth than just sell you the oil. You understand? It's about monopoly.
I think I understand it. I really do. I didn't call in to argue with you.
No,
man. I was trying to get that
I'm just talking
straight.
To all the listeners.
Yeah, great. I appreciate that. I have talked to people before, and I say, find people my age. I'm 57, and I say, do you remember when they put in the Alaskan pipeline? Oh, yeah. Do you remember why? Well, most of them don't remember, but some of them will go, yeah, because that was whenever all those tankers were going aground about one every week. Well, we haven't had that happen in a long time, thank God. And then I say, well, what's happened to all that oil? And they go, well, I don't know. You never hear about it. And I said, well, I've heard at least twice, but I didn't have it confirmed like you're doing, that all of that oil was basically sold to Japan.
By the way, let me tell you, oil tankers still go aground. They just put it in the back of the newspaper now because they don't want you to really know about it.
God, Alex.
I appreciate the call, man.
That burns me. Thanks.
Hey, good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Bryant in Texas. Bryant, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, I listen to you on the Internet, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, listen, Alex, I have this organization on the Internet called the Aspartame Victim Support Group, and we have 792 members right now. We're an email list, and we're part of a kind of a loose coalition of activists who try to spread the word about aspartame dangers. And I know you've had Betty Martini on your show before.
Yeah, I haven't done a show on aspartame in probably a year. I've probably done 50 shows on it. I mean, everybody I talk to knows it's poison, but they still slurp it and laugh at you.
Well, the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because it's kind of timely right now, because there's so much being said about Donald Rumsfeld, and as you probably know, he's the person most responsible
for aspartame.
He's the guy,
at Monsanto that got it approved, that bought it from the German company Searle. It was used in concentration camps as a sedative. It is a fluoride molecule, and it is admittedly listed as a chemical weapon.
Yeah, well,
it's now in 9,000 foods.
And the reason why this came to mind is because the gentleman called in and mentioned Motrin and how it had another sedative in it. But the thing I would like to mention is that almost all children's health products contain aspartame. And, I would say about 10 years ago they were able to get it out of baby food in California because one of the ingredients, which they call aspartate, which is aspartic acid, was shown through empirical studies to lead to autism in children. And when they stopped taking it out of there, the instances of algae.
But notice what the unified theme is. The fluoride in the water dumbs you down. The aspartame dumbs you down. It's all about dumbing you down.
Right, but it's just criminal what they're doing to children. And
well, sir, the CDC's own documents say millions have been brain damaged by the thimerosal mercury, so they just continue doing it. It's admitted fact. We've gone from 1 in 25,000 having autism to now 1 out of just a couple hundred. I mean, this is being done by design.
Well, Alex, I'd just like to ask your help in helping us, you know, direct people to us so that we can help them, because we're a support group wherein aspartame victims who suffered from this.
Yeah, sure.
I'm one of them.
So if you want to plug your thing, go ahead and plug it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get you to update your links. Can I talk to your webmaster?
Well, you're almost... Now, sir, I can let you plug it, but I can't do work for you right now here on air.
Right.
If you
want to
plug it, you better plug it.
Okay. Well, just do a search for the Aspartame Victim Support Group on Google, and you'll find us right away.
No, I want to put a bigger toxic vaccine, toxic food additive section on the websites, and we're working as hard as we can, sir, and we're glad you're out there working, too. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, already into the final segment of of this second hour, third hour coming up. And yeah, there's a lot we want to do with the websites. We need to create. We've got subsections and links to the groups that expose aspartame and the vaccines and the rest of it. We have those guests up here, but that's all on the internet for you on other websites too. But don't worry, we'll work harder and get more done. It's just we have a small staff, and that's why your support is so vital to this broadcast. I would hire more people, more webmasters, do a better job if we get your support. But it's real simple. We can grow as fast as you allow us. And right now we need your support. But that's secondary. I have made 10 incredibly powerful, mind-altering, you know, wake-up calls, 10 films. I've written a book. I've published a book. We carry a bunch of other videos and DVDs and books on tape and pro-gun T-shirts and anti-tyranny T-shirts and Infowars.com bumper stickers. And you can purchase it all by going to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or simply by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. These are amazing videos. My films on 9/11, my films on the occult activities of the global elite, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the new Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership video, Innocence Betrayed, got to get that. Comes with three free booklets when you order the video on VHS or DVD. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. When you order three or more, they drop down to $20. My book, Descent into Tyranny, about 9/11, is only $12. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls, back to the calls. We'll come back in the next hour, more news, more calls. Haven't even scratched the surface here on some of the news. Let's go ahead and go to Elizabeth in Texas. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thank you. We've been listening to you since 1998, and we live out in the hill country now and can only get you by satellite, so we can't see you anymore, but we can hear you every day. I want to thank you for what you've done and encourage all your listeners to get those videotapes, because if they take notes and they research your data, they will see that you are exactly correct about everything you claim. And you are so much younger than most of us who listen to you. You've done an amazing amount of work in your lifetime. The second thing I want to say is, and read before I forget it, to the caller from Missouri who wanted to see data on the oil on the Prudhoe Bay, North Shore area of Alaska. Reverend Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis, is available free online. You can download the whole book. That is the beginning.
And he was the chaplain for the big oil companies. He was in the meetings.
That's correct.
Where they talked about how the American people don't get this oil.
Well, he is dying of leukemia now, and he's made this book. He's giving away his product for the sake of people hearing the truth, the same as you.
He's dying of leukemia? I didn't know that.
He has leukemia. He's been a minister now for 30 years since he left ARCO as their executive chaplain. And, again, his name is Lindsay Williams, and it's available for free to anyone who has Internet access. And I have one more thing I'd like to ask.
Okay, stay there. Third hour straight ahead. More news on the torture, what's happening with the oil prices, the police state. It's all coming up. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.